powered by passion. It's National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with your host, National Fixed Operations Training Manager, Corey Smith.
Welcome to Fixed Ops 5. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with National Auto Care. Today, I'm being joined by Savannah, Director of Products for National Auto Care. Savannah, welcome to Fixed Ops 5.
Hey, Corey. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about this topic that you and I are going to be talking about. But before we really get into it, Savannah, talk to me about and tell our listeners a little bit about you and your work history. What got you to this point?
I've been with NAC now for a little almost a year as product and compliance director. My main role within the organization is to take input really from our sales organization, from customers, from our dealers and our agents to build innovative products for the organization. What really got me to this point, I've been in the F&I space for almost 5 years now, creating and underwriting product, different product lines that you'll see out there in the F&I space. I've been in insurance for almost 15 years now.
Great. Well, again, welcome to the show. With investments of over $500 billion in EV market, how did you craft new products for us?
Well, yeah, that's, one of the things that we have to step back and really assess what that customer needs. And so a lot of my work in developing our EV product and the EV product, we really focus on the customer. So we went out and, listened to the customer, survey, some of the things that they need and want within a service contract or a service agreement. And so a lot of it is just really collaborative effort between not only things that I've done and research in the market space, but also we spoke to our claims adjuster who handles specifically EVs and asking them about, hey, what's some of the EV components that are out there? And what's the things that we need to consider when covering a service agreement? And so it's a lot of collaboration between not only, internal research, but also external research and talking to people, understanding really what the needs and wants of EV owners are.
That's genius. Okay. Well, walk us through the EV exclusive product line, specifically VSC, lifetime powertrain limited warranty, and lifetime battery limited warranty for EVs. I mean, that's really unheard of.
It is. And so, as tradition stands for National Auto Care, we've been really innovative in our product making and putting out there the next product line. And so we continue that with our EV products. And, as you mentioned, we're coming out with three new products, the service agreement, the limited lifetime battery and powertrain. And so we're excited for those three new products. Not only are they going to be very core, your VSC products are going to be very similar to what VSCs today that we have in our traditional internal combustion vehicles. The unique thing about our products, Corey, is the fact that we really specialize it and designed it specifically for EV vehicles and EV owners. And so all those components that you think about, like oil changes and all those, lube components, are no longer in part of our service contracts, they don't talk about them. And so we really rehauled our service contracts that are really designed for the EV vehicles. The lifetime powertrain, lifetime battery, like you mentioned, nobody in our industry today has that coverage. And so we're excited to roll those two coverages out to those consumers.
I really wonder if the industry is really going to look at us going, are you guys nuts? Kind of like what Kia and Hyundai did with, 10-year warranty. The industry really thought those companies were going to be out of business within a couple of years.
Yeah. We take calculated risks, right? And so we're working with our actuaries to make sure the pricing is appropriate. We're working with our underwriters to make sure, the forms and contracts that we have out there protects not only the customers, but also, ourselves. And so I think the fact that we are taking those calculated risks and being able to be innovative and taking a step out there puts us in another level within the, you know, the market and the landscape. So I'm excited for it. I think it's going to build really true value, not only for the customers, but also our dealers and our agent partners.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And 43% of drivers are considering purchasing a new vehicle in the next 12 months, given the rise in gas prices, right? So 43% of gas customers would consider buying an EV. And drivers who already own an EV are saying they're 84% likely to buy another EV.
Right, right. If you look at today, I mean, I think quarter one of 2022, we had over 2 million of EVs units sold, right? And so that takes about up to 5% of the total auto market comprised of EV vehicles. And so the demand for EVs are there. The reality that customers want EVs is there. And so with that, they would come along with the peace of mind, because it really is an unknown, Corey, right, about how these cars are going to perform. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to them? And so a service contract and a limited warranty makes total sense for that customer to help them protect the peace of mind that they want within their vehicles.
Do you think the gas prices are really the reason why the industry is really shifting more towards EV-centric products?
I think that's one of the components that's stirring this pot. But obviously, EV's been around for almost, 2015. And so, the demand has always been there. I think obviously the new technology is driving some of the vehicles into the market space readily now. And so, the thrill of driving an EV vehicle. Have you been in an EV vehicle before, Corey?
I have, yes.
Yeah. I mean, just the way that you can just take off from 0 to 60 in less than like 4 seconds. Like, holy cow, you know, that's crazy. And so the thrill of that, knowing the fact that you're having the EV vehicle, the sophistication of all the technology, cameras, you know, self-guidance vehicles, I mean, all that, it plays in a factor to it, as well as gas prices, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a technology guy, gadgets. I mean, you give me the latest gadget and I'm into it, right? As a former service advisor, what does this look like for our service departments moving forward in the EV market? Because you mentioned, you know, traditional oil changes is going to go away. You know, what are we looking at for, you know, that service department? How are they going to survive in this new market as it goes forward?
You know, that's a very valid question. And that's something that we're thinking, because the landscape today is ever changing, right? Mm-hmm. And not only the customer needs and wants, but also the service department. And so I think what we need to come up with or think about is, okay, what is that next ancillary product that's going to keep bringing the customer back into the dealership? May it be a charging station within the dealership itself, you know, where the dealerships may have these different charging stations for those customers, or it may be routine downloads of their technologies or their computers within, you know, the dealerships. And so there are certain things that obviously we need to consider as the market changes and the landscape of these vehicles changes.
I like where you're going with that, because that's almost like, and I don't want to go back to, you know, cell phones, but we have cell phone chargers, right, that plug into the wall. Now we have ones that you can land, you know, you can just put on your, you know, your desk that has like a little hot plate to it, I'd call it. Or we have these rapid chargers that will charge your phone just like that, right? So I see where you're going with that. And I like that focus. I'm glad that we're talking about it and we're thinking about it, because I don't want to see the auto industry shift so fast and so rapidly, and then we forget about, you know, our individual departments within the structure that we've built with these dealerships. So with 2 million EVs sold in the first quarter of 2022, which is phenomenal, right? What factors have made EVs an attraction option for drivers? What are they saying?
Well, obviously, you know, it's the fact that no more gas users, right? They don't have to, they can charge their vehicle overnight and drive a couple hundred miles without, you know, gas or being more green. And so, you know, obviously the appeal of it is being a greener environment, being able to know the fact that they can drive without having to, you know, stop at a pump and pay for gas, you know, especially with the high gas prices that they have, that we have today. One of the things, obviously, I think that's going to change our industry a little bit is how far our batteries, or how far these batteries, how many miles these batteries can take the driver. And so there's a lot of talk around range anxiety, right? And being able to, am I going to have enough time to, within my trip to find another charging station? And so I think what's going to really influence the market space today is once that battery, or once that mileage goes up to 500, this from what I heard, is where a lot of customers were not going to be on board with buying an EV product.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense, because right now, if I were to go on a trip and I'm getting low on gas, I go to the gas station, it takes me, I don't know, let's say 10 minutes to fill up.
Yeah. Right?
How long does it take me to take my battery from 20% to 100%, you know?
Yeah. So it depends on the charger. You know, there's different levels of charging. Level one, which is, you know, your home plug-in charging. Level two will gives you a little bit more juice. And the level threes are the, you know, you think about the Teslas, the superchargers, right? Mm-hmm. So charge with a matter of minutes versus hours. And so, you know, when I looked at it, it is about, you get one, or for 1 minute of level two charging, it equals about 10 miles of distance. And so for 10 minutes, you roughly will charge a battery for additional 100 miles of driving. Hmm. And so it all depends. It all depends what type of charger you have. It could take you, you know, from a level one charger all day, 24 hours, or from a supercharger or level three, which is about, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. I think we're going to get to the point where when they make these new roads, it's going to, there's going to be a lane just for EV, and it's going to charge your vehicle while you're driving.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. That would be cool, right? Are there any other barriers in your mind that consumer about EVs and their longevity that you can think of?
Well, obviously the battery, as I mentioned, battery life is always concerned. That's why National Auto Care is coming out with a lifetime battery coverage, right? And so to protect that peace of mind about the breakdown of the batteries and the cost to replace the batteries if when there's the breakdown. And so obviously the cost of the battery, the replacement of the battery, and also the unknown. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, it's such new technology. As you mentioned earlier about your cell phones, you know, before I was hesitant when I was, you know, started out my career to have these cell phones around. Like, why would I need to carry this cell phone around, you know, with me every day? And now, you know, I can't live without this thing in my pocket.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, let's back up in my career. I was working at a Toyota store when the Prius came out, right? And that was that whole big, this is just bizarre. It sounds weird. You know, the batteries were really expensive. And I really think, you know, the industry has really adapted, because now if you have a Prius, I mean, it's still pretty expensive, but you're still looking at between $1,000 and $2,000 to replace the battery, right? And I think it used to be 10, 15 grand to do it originally. So it has come down dramatically. They found ways to make it cheaper. They've been able to harness more products to mass produce it, right? So in your mind, do you think the EVs have adapted over the years to address, you know, some of these concerns that the consumer has?
Absolutely. They have, you know, from the first Bolt and Nissan Leaf that rolled out to, you know, what we're seeing today with the Ford Lightnings and the Rivians, you know. And so the batteries, technology is going to change, right? And technology changes to make our lives easier. And so I would predict that in the near future, you know, the battery components will change the way that they mine some of the different parts to put into batteries may be different. We also heard about a solid state battery coming out from one of the manufacturers. You know, all these things are changing. And so I think, to your point, you know, with the demands that EV vehicles are needed out there, to the supplies and resources that, you know, they're ever changing, the cost of those battery will come down.
Yeah. The other thing that I hear a lot about is weather conditions, right? The Northeast gets, you know, 10 inches of snow. Can an EV, you know, drive through it like a normal, regular vehicle can, right? So are there certain climates that an EV is more preferable for than others, or is that just a myth?
You know, to tell you the truth, I think it's just a myth. Obviously, the climate does impact the battery itself and the way it charges and how much charge it holds and what have you. But when you look at some of the Lightnings, the four Lightnings that are coming out there and these trucks, I mean, these trucks will rival, you know, some of the traditional ICE vehicles that are out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. I love that. So getting back to NAC specific, you know, product, tell us what went into developing NAC's EV line. I mean, how long did it take us to really produce this?
Yeah, so it took us several months to, as I mentioned, doing our own research and talking to our industry experts are out there, you know, claims adjusters and things like that, to really hone in on some of the components and features of an EV vehicle. And so it's taken us, like I said, we started this process probably beginning of the year. And, you know, we're excited to have something roll out here in the near future. I can't really tell you the date, but it's coming soon.
You can't divulge the date that is coming out.
Not yet.
You're sworn to secrecy. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's been taking several months, but we're excited for it because of the fact that, you know, it was a collaborative effort. And not only, you know, my team, me and myself, and my team developing it inside our own box, we actually reach out to our sales folks, we reach out to our claims folks, we reach out to operations and say, hey, what do you guys think about this? Well, what about that? And so we're excited about the products that we're rolling out.
Yeah, I really like the collaborative effort that you and the team have made with NAC within our own group, but also going out and talking to the actual end user, like the one that's going to buy it, right? And even the dealers that are going to sell it, right? Yeah. That's really, truly important, because you can sit there in your box saying, yeah, I'd like this, and I know customers are going to like this, and roll it out, and then, you know, it doesn't go anywhere, right? So you've really taken all those senses and all those points from many different directions and really put it into a nice, neat package.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, Corey, I'm going to be upfront. It's not going to be perfect. When we roll it out, we know that there are going to be a couple of stumbling blocks here and there. It goes with anything that rolls out new, right? And so with that being said, though, we at NAC are committed to taking that feedback, assessing it, you know, 60 days, 90 days, how's it performing? How's it going? Talking to the customers. And then if we need to make a tweak, we'll make a tweak. You know, I'm not ashamed of taking a product that we built, realizing that, hey, we missed the mark a little bit here on this or that. And so we're trying to tweak it. But you know what, though? I think in my mind, we got this thing 80, 90% right. There might be some minor tweaks here and there, but for the most part, the coverages that we're offering, some of the ancillary benefits that we're providing are going to meet and exceed our customers' expectations.
That's great. So how is National Auto Care's EV product line revolutionizing the industry? I mean, we have other parts of what we do. Are they jealous? Are they picking our brains? Are they watching what we do and going to try to copy it?
Well, yeah. Obviously, we're close guarded right now, and so we really haven't shared anything with our industry partners yet. And so I would imagine, though, when we start rolling out our products, our EV products, a lot of competitors are going to say, "Ooh, what have they done here? Let's take a look at what NAC's done for this coverage or that coverage, this pricing and that pricing." So I wouldn't be shocked if a lot of competitors turn to us and kind of emulate or copy some of our coverages.
It is flattering, right? When someone else wants to copy you. Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
So what sets National Auto Care apart from the rest of what we do and what our product line is for EV?
Yeah, obviously, you know, coverages are going to be different in regards to the fact that they speak specifically for those EV vehicles and EV users. But the fact that we were able to innovate and add different components, not only for the vehicles, but also for the driver, is also unique. Mm-hmm. I won't go into it a little bit further, but part of the benefits that we have for those EV drivers help protect them when something gets compromised, their ID gets compromised. And so that sets us apart in the fact that we're innovative, we're able to take risks, and we're able to just listen to what the customer needs.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. So we're going to wrap this up in a nice, neat bow, Savannah. In your mind, what are the three takeaways that anyone at the leadership of a dealership is listening, an agent, maybe another provider is listening to this episode? What are your three takeaways that they can, you know, kind of put in their notes saying, "That was a great episode"? You know, give us three little nuggets.
Yeah, so I would say one for sure, our landscape is changing, right? Mm-hmm. And so the need and the demands for EV vehicles are higher than what they have been in the past. And so that's probably one takeaway. One main takeaway is the fact that our competitive landscape is changing. Two, NAC is not ashamed of taking calculated risks and being innovative in the market space. And so we're doing that by, you know, developing three products that we feel are state of the art, that are market leading, and that provide value to our customers. And then thirdly, you know, for me, it's all about feedback and partnering with our partners to make sure the product that we roll out that's out in the market is meeting their needs. And so we take that feedback, we take the inputs that our dealers, our agents, our sales teams have, and make those efforts to really mold the suggestions back to them. And so really building a product that is based upon our partners' feedback.
Love it. Love it. If you want to deliver a legendary customer experience that keeps the customer coming back to you and encouraging them to invite their friends and their family into your establishment, then you've caught the gold standard customer service vision. Do you want a more cohesive team that delivers a higher level of customer service that will result in more revenue for your dealership? We provide the tools, knowledge, training needed to unlock that potential of your dealership. For more information on this topic and others, or to submit a question, or to be a guest on the show, feel free to send me an email at csmith@nationalautocare.com. Savannah, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode and dropping some amazing nuggets and knowledge. And I'll end like I do with every guest. Will you please come back?
Thanks, Corey, for your time.
Thank you for watching and listening to National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with Corey Smith, powered by Passion. Be sure to watch and listen to the next episode on the 5th and 20th of every month.